Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Pleasure Slave Auction. This file will take you into a fantasy or a story, a dream that you perhaps have once experienced. It could be in the past or in your future. It could be nowhere at all or at any time. There are many ways in which this story can begin, and it begins long before you arrive. Because when you step into the story, many things will have already happened long ago. And who knows why you want to step into the story, listening to my words, letting them weave a beautiful tapestry, a tale of something sinister, or perhaps innocent and pleasurable, but I know that there is a part of you that aches for this, that desires this. So let your mind drift on the ocean of words that will flow by. Let your body sink away into a calm, comfortable, and above all, relaxed state until you are ready to feel everything that's going to happen. Allow your mind to drift for a moment and simply drop even deeper. Listen and let me tell you what I've heard. Even though this story begins with you, it actually began much longer ago for the others. Men, women, young and old, from various walks of life ended up here. Some were born into this, perhaps sold. Others came here out of desperation or desire. Some even out of fetish and fantasy. Did they run away from home? Did they feel worthless and needed a cause? Were they here by choice, obligation, or force? No matter what reason they had to be here, they were going to have the same happen to them as what would happen to you. When you were led into a large room with all these other people, you had no idea about everything, anything that would happen. The place was actually surprisingly quiet. Nobody really wanted to speak. Everyone there knew where they were. This was just a preparation. Still many steps away from the slave auction that would happen later. Each one of you knew that they would have a new owner that would have to take care of them and give them, take from them, and who knows what else might happen. Everyone quiet in contemplation until the guards came. They didn't speak loud either. they simply pointed the right way for you to go. A line was made slowly but orderly, and each one of you, in one long line, was guided through the preparation process. It started with the most basic, the loss of all your clothing. Each scrap of your possessions was taken away from you, and who knew where it would go? Jewelry, anything that wasn't purely your body was taken away, leaving you, well, bare, really. After all your clothes were taken away, you were led into a room and told to sit down. There, well, you're not quite sure, but something happened. Something was put inside of you, somewhere, well, behind your pubic bone, maybe. It felt like it was right in the middle of your sex. And you had no idea what it would be able to do. Somehow you knew that it was connected to the pleasure that you could feel deep down between your legs. Somehow you knew that this would give them and your new owner complete control over your pleasure. The next steps were less drastic, but no less intense. Slowly you were washed with care and attention. Your body was treated quite nicely. You were expensive merchandise, after all. You were cleaned, and then you were shaven. Every single hair of your body was removed. Even from your head, you were left completely bare, more so than normal. You noticed that you, as well as the others, went through all of this in that same quietness that you had in the preparation and the waiting room before. You knew that by now you had no choice. You simply had to go through this. After the shaving, they slowly covered you in a very nice smelling oil. It was soft and warm, and your skin glistened, pure, clean, oily. You were made to look as beautiful as you could be, as your purest self. There was nothing to hide your skin, nothing but the simple beauty that Mother Nature had adorned you with. And again, some part of you noticed that you were treated with the same calm as before. Once you were completely ready, you were lined up once again with the others, and you noticed that the people who were there in line before you were panting. You could notice how their bodies were responding to some sort of internal stimulation. Wetness and hardness, visible and almost quivering, not far from where you were. As soon as you lined up and stood in the place that you were designated into, you felt a strange pulsing begin deep down in your crotch. You knew that whatever they put in there was starting to activate. It felt almost like being masturbated from the inside. They knew exactly what to do, as if it continuously adjusted to your specific physiology, your desires, your needs, every time that you even slightly responded to the pleasure in a positive sense, it would adapt. It would continue to adapt as you felt that pleasure wash over you like a wave. It wasn't like making you ache for an orgasm, no, it was something else. It was wave after wave after wave of pleasure. First as light as a breath, a tingling deep down. But it grew. You could feel how that tingling grew between your legs, flowing through the rest of your body. It was like a lovely internal massage, and your skin tingled with sensitivity. The oil they put on you must have been at least somewhat an aphrodisiac. Like the others, your whole body began to glow with pleasure, and a rhythmical, almost hum-like feeling. Went through you over and over again. And every hum, every repetition increased the pleasure a little bit. It was a soft, rhythmical stimulation that slowly drove your mind into a wonderful mess. Whum, whum, whum. It became more and more powerful over time. The more it got to know you, the more it could push your buttons so. You didn't even feel like moving. You simply kept standing there in a pleasurable, confusing haze. Every breath was wonderful pleasure, and you started to zone out even more than before. You barely noticed that one by one people were called forward, and then left without you noticing where. You were standing behind a giant curtain. You could hear things going on the other side, but they were so completely irrelevant. Your body was just riding wave upon wave of pleasure. You felt smooth and soft, clean and deeply aroused. Every wave was just a refreshing new dive into more pleasure. The people were led into the other side of the curtain and they never came back. Something must be happening there, but your mind was just swaying on pleasure. You barely noticed it when they took your shoulders and led you forward. As you walked through the curtain in a daze, a haze of pleasure, you could finally see the audience. As the pleasure went back and forth in a wave through you, it was so hard to keep your eyes open, to notice all those people staring at you, just looking at you, wanting to buy you, to purchase this new property. And your body was just going on and on in that pleasure, that desire growing in your body. It was so difficult to even think. You knew you were being watched while you were completely bare, not a single hair preventing them from seeing how aroused you were, how strong the blushes on your cheeks. Pulse after pulse kept teasing you, pleasing you, tempting you. And you knew that there were words being said and that some of them would decide your future, but there was no attention on them anymore, just the pleasure. That intense pleasure, so good over and over. It blanked your mind even more than the oil already did. And something, some deal, some money was happening, and at some point you knew that your life would never be the same again. You knew that you were simply there to follow, to listen and obey. And that felt like such a good idea right now, to just go with the flow and let everything happen. Let it just go and flow and feel so good down below. Your mind just tangled in sensations, temptations pulling you down even further, while your body was being led off the auction stage and presumably in the hands of your new owner, the one who purchased you. And that pleasure continue for as long as they wanted. Perhaps they'd make it stop just to tease you and then continue it again to see your gratitude. Maybe they would toy with pain or pleasure or mix together to make something new altogether. Whatever might happen, whatever does happen, you have been prepared to serve in whatever way they need. A pleasure slave, auction, a piece of property now. And in a moment this file will end. If my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken from this fantasy, refreshed, and, well, the rest is up to you. As my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, and enjoy the fantasy. Obey.